This is The Rotunda, your podcast about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. I'm Tramell Gomes.
The case of national deja vu, recount madness in the state of Florida.
Florida's election recounts are underway in three of the state's biggest races, governor, U.S. Senate, and agriculture commissioner. Was Democrat Andrew Gillum too quick to concede?
Earlier this evening, I called Mr. Ron DeSantis and congratulated him on what we expect will be him as the next governor of the great state of Florida.
I am replacing my words of concession with an uncompromised and unapologetic call that we count every single vote.
What about Republican Ron DeSantis after his victory lap, now dangling on pause?
Those results are clear and unambiguous, just as they were on election night. And I am honored by the trust that Floridians have placed in me to serve as your next governor.
And once again, all eyes are on Broward County. We talk with attorney Lynn Collins, involved in the active lawsuits against Supervisor of Elections Brenda Snipes on behalf of the Republican Party of Florida.
Above the politics, outside of any of this stuff, count fairly and you get a result. That's how that should work, without any of this stuff. And it's not working here. And it's not working in Palm Beach County either.
We have all that and so much more coming up on episode 158 of The Rotunda. Deja vu, the Sunshine State is back in the national spotlight.
Big breaking news from the Secretary of State here in Florida. He has officially authorized a machine recount of three statewide races here in Florida.
Election workers are busy recounting votes in three of Florida's biggest races, including the razor-thin Senate and gubernatorial races. But all eyes are on Broward County, where Supervisor of Elections Brenda Snipes, a Democrat appointed by former Governor Jeb Bush, has managed to make some bipartisan enemies, more so from Republicans claiming incompetence and gross mismanagement. Governor Rick Scott doubled down on those claims.
The people of Florida deserve fairness and transparency, and the supervisors are failing to give it to us. Every Floridian should be concerned there may be rampant fraud happening in Palm Beach and Broward counties.
Without proof, President Donald Trump has been chiming in.
They have had a horrible history. And if you look at the person, in this case a woman, involved, she has had a horrible history. And all of a sudden, they're finding votes out of nowhere. And Rick Scott, who won by, you know, it was close, but he won by a comfortable margin. Every couple of hours, it goes down a little bit.
On election night, I was at the Gillum gubernatorial campaign watch party, expecting a Gillum victory that so many of the polls predicted. But even as those chances became unlikely, based on the numbers, it was surprising to see Gillum waste little time in conceding.
Earlier this evening, I called Mr. Ron DeSantis and congratulated him on what we expect will be him as the next governor of the great state of Florida. But I want you to know that in spite of our congratulating him on his victory this evening, nothing that we believe in is compromised. I still believe that we ought to pay teachers what they're worth. I still believe that.
Meanwhile, the underdog Ron DeSantis declared the winner.
About 15 minutes ago, I spoke with Andrew Gillum, and he very graciously conceded the election. He was a very formidable opponent, and I wish him well in his future endeavors. Other than serving our nation in uniform, the opportunity to serve as the 46th governor of the great state of Florida is the greatest professional honor of my life. Thank you, the people of Florida, for your faith, your support, and your trust you have placed in me.
Instead of a blue wave, Florida experienced a red wave. Here is Democratic strategist Steve Shale, moments after Gillum conceded.
You know, it's not, I mean, listen, it's It's tough. I mean, I feel for Andrew as a friend, but, you know, I mean, again, it's not, I don't think it's anything specific that happened here. I think it's just, I don't want to say it was a wave on a larger wave, but just as a symptom of a larger problem my party's got that we've got to deal with.
So while Democrats were trying to come to terms with a massive loss, little did anyone know there were thousands of votes unaccounted for, beyond the norm. And when election supervisors continued to tally votes after Election Day, the winners started to lose ground in those very same razor-thin races. The problem, Broward and Palm Beach counties are notorious for being slow to count votes, and it seemed for this election cycle, they're set on outdoing themselves.
And you cast your vote, you really should never think about it again. You should believe at that point, you've done your public service, that the folks at the elections department handle it as a public service above the politics, outside of any of this stuff, count fairly, and you get a result. That's how that should work without any of this stuff. And it's not working here. And it's not working in Palm Beach County either.
Attorney Len Collins says he sued the same office on behalf of a Democratic candidate, Tim Canova, when physical ballots were destroyed after the 2016 election, only saving digital copies. A court ruled that violated state law. Now representing the GOP, Collins says it's in everyone's best interest to ensure the process works according to the law. He's our guest, phoning in from the epicenter of the controversy in Broward County.
We want the process to work. We want the law to be followed. People have spent a lot of time and effort to run for office, and the public has spent a lot of time and effort and invested. Everyone has invested themselves in one or another candidate. And, you know, at the end of the day, you have a process where people come out and vote, and you want their votes to be counted, and you want the process to work. I think, unfortunately, in particular in Broward County, the process hasn't worked. The process has broken down. And whatever you believe, this is not the way this process is supposed to work. And I think it's really unfortunate. And so we want to make sure that the law is followed. If we're able to get to make sure that the law is followed at the level of the supervisor of elections or at the canvassing board, that's great. If not, unfortunately or fortunately, we're going to end up in the justice system.
So with the issue you mentioned, Broward County, Brenda Snipes, the supervisor of elections, you've already had a round of dealing with this office before. Tell us about your background with this office, and that's probably why you're back dealing with this office again.
Interestingly enough, I represented a Democratic candidate in the 2016 primary race. And after the election was over, again, you know, folks want to know that all the votes are counted, that the public that the will of the public is served by the outcome of a race. And it's not unusual for someone to run for office and not be successful and at their core feel like there was something wrong. And that's okay. The law provides a way to go back and essentially audit an election. In Mr. Canova's case, he didn't feel good about the election. He had concerns about the election and the process. And he wanted to audit the ballots and the election. And we tried our level best to make that happen for him, and we couldn't. And the supervisor of elections just, in my opinion, refused to follow the law and provide us with the information that we sought. And so we filed a lawsuit, and a court ultimately ordered the supervisor to produce the records. Although he suggested that the supervisor provide the records initially. And at that point, my client went and saw scans of records, and that's not what we asked for. So we went back to the court and insisted that we wanted to see original records, as we're allowed to under the law, and were advised by the supervisor of elections office that those records were destroyed after the lawsuit was filed, which that violates federal law, it violates state law in terms of ballot retention, it violates state law in terms of the Public Records Act and the Florida Constitution. And we litigated against them very hard, and ultimately we've been able to resolve the case with payment of our attorney's fees. But Mr. Canova really, you know, he never got the ability to audit his election, certainly something that deeply concerns him.
This is The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes chatting with attorney Len Collins, representing the Republican Party of Florida, in the recount.
You're in a unique position. You've been representing a Democrat in Tim Canova in filing a lawsuit against that Broward County Supervisor of Elections. You're back again on behalf of the Republican Party of Florida. So given this unique vantage point, what do you say, what's your assessment of what's going on with the Broward County Supervisor of Elections office?
You know, a lot of people have concerns with regard to why they just don't seem to follow the law. And there's speculation. Are they just incompetent, or is there something sinister? I don't know. But I will tell you that it's a pattern that just continues. It doesn't get better. There is, I mean, just today, Dr. Snipes removed 208 ballots from their envelope and did so without taking those provisional ballots to the canvassing board, which is required under Florida statutes. So she ultimately, because she had violated the law, I guess agreed to bring the envelopes themselves without the ballots in them before the canvassing board. I believe this was done in an effort to show that opening those ballots was not inappropriate. What we found was that 24 of the 208 or 205 ballots were illegal ballots, according to the Supervisor of Elections and the canvassing board. Except because she commingled all 205 or 208 ballots, you can't find the illegal ballots within them. And because she spoiled the ballots by opening them, the only fair outcome is that those ballots not count. And that's the supervisor's fault that they not count. But instead, she voted all of the ballots, including the 24 illegal ballots. That's a problem. And that's caused by an office that just chooses not to follow the law. And I think I'll leave it for others to figure out why.
At this point, I'm just wondering, can we rule out nefariousness, since she's a Democrat? It's a heavily Democratic area. And it's just looking like the other option of not doing the job properly and being caught in this situation over and over again.
What I would say is that folks who are even-handed and look at this have to draw the same conclusion, which is it really doesn't matter if she's up to no good because she's being just straight-up sinister or she's incompetent. She can't run the office. And folks deserve to be able to trust that the elections process is fair and impartial and treats everyone the same. And really, you know, serves to follow the law. And if you follow the law, everything works. Everything works. And if you don't follow the law, everything starts breaking down. And what you have here is just a system of cutting corners and breaking down and it really undermines the public's trust and faith in the elections process here. That's not good. We'll see what we can find.
That's Len Collins representing the Republican Party of Florida. This is The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes. Visit rotundapodcast.com to learn more about sponsoring this program. You'll have the ear of Florida's most influential policy and decision makers listening right along with you. Yes, this program is listener supported. We depend on you for the resources necessary to bring you the stories about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. Thanks for your generous support. In his bid for U.S. Senate, Governor Rick Scott filed another suit on Sunday against Snipes, seeking to impound and secure all voting machines, tallying devices, and ballots. The suit claims Snipes' office repeatedly failed to account for the number of ballots left. As Republicans urge their Democratic opponents to give up, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum and Senator Bill Nelson have argued each vote should be counted. Such groups as the League of Women Voters and Common Cause are calling on Governor Scott to recuse himself from decisions involving the Florida recount because his race is one of them. This is The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes. Turning back to election night, from the Gillum campaign, this is my conversation with Democratic strategist Steve Shale, trying to process the results.
This is feeling a lot like 2016. The only difference, I'm not on air. And where everyone was expecting Hillary to win, everyone was expecting Gillum to win. As you can see by the press turnout here, and
well,
it didn't come out.
I mean, I think I was getting a little, you probably saw on Twitter, like, I mean, some of these polls that had this race 5, 6, 7, 8 points were never in reality. You know, this is a state that's just really, really competitive. And unfortunately, you know, we keep falling on a little bit on the short end of it. But, you know, it's, we got to figure out how to have a broader conversation. I mean, I don't know the way to put it, but it's just, you know, again, but it's not, you know, I don't think these guys did anything specifically wrong. You know, it's not like, it's not like we won here, you know, or lost here and won in Ohio, you know what I mean? So, you know, I guess it's just it's a bigger issue we gotta deal with.
There were some other victories in the state, Corbello, and what other races did you see?
Yeah, so Corbello won, you had the, you know, Shalala won. There's some interesting pickups.
Or Corbello lost.
Corbello lost. Yeah. There's some interesting wins in the state house. But again, if you look at where those things happened, they happen in the areas that we do very well in. I mean, like, they happen, you know, my party doesn't have an issue these days in urban communities. Mm-hmm. And even some, like, if you look at, like, places like Seminole tonight, even Sarasota, places with large populations of college-educated voters, we did pretty well, all things considered. We did a little better in St. John's. I mean, like, there's, you know, did well in Duval. I mean, there's some things that we're good about tonight. But again, I mean, just like, you know, I remember, you know, in 08, when I came in for Obama, you look at the 04 map and said, you can't sustain the kind of losses that John Kerry took in places like Citrus and Hernando. And again, I mean, I don't, you know, I'm just a guy that lives in Florida. I mean, I certainly don't have all the answers, but, you know, again, I think we have to figure out, you know, again, how to engage some of those voters in a way that, you know, that we don't have to win them all. We just got to win a few of them. And again, Barack Obama won a few of them, so it's not like it's impossible.
Yeah. All right, Steve. So, good talking to you.
You too, brother.
Also, hear what some of his supporters had to say. Gillum supporter Brittany Gethers.
Tonight, you know, it was a devastating loss, but we're excited about Amendment 4. We're excited to go ahead and get these people registered, all of the felons, and the restoration of their rights, which they rightfully deserve. And so we're just going to move our Democratic Party forward.
Here's another Gillum supporter, Nigel LaSalle.
I feel a little disappointed because, you know, I did want Andrew to win. I think he would have been a great governor, but Florida, it is what it is. I've lived in Fort Lauderdale most of my life. Now I'm in Tallahassee going to school, and it's always been Republican. We would like to change that. We would like to have better representation of the state of Florida, but it is what it is right now. This is what the people of the state of Florida went out and voted. I voted, the other people that voted for their candidate, and they won. So we can't be mad about it. We have to keep it moving and progressing our lives.
What do you think about Ron DeSantis?
I don't think much of him, but now that he is the governor of Florida, me being a Floridian my whole life, I do need him to do his job. I do need him to care for all of Florida, like he said in his debate. So as of right now, before I could care less about Ron DeSantis, but now that he is in the seat, you know, I'll pay more attention to him. And hopefully, you know, he can help me, my family, and even my school, my university, the environment. Obviously, I'm an environmental scientist, and hopefully some of the laws that he puts into place or some of the policy that he wants to enact, hopefully is, you know, more progressive for the people of Florida and not just a ploy to be like a political grab or anything like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, got what you're saying.
So what happens after the recount? We'll keep watching, but even the Gillum campaign isn't expecting too much to change, at least in his race. For all the other races, congratulations to all the winners, including recent guest Tampa Republican Ashley Moody, Florida's next Attorney General. Nikki Freed declared victory in Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture race despite the ongoing recount, but she is in the lead. However, Republican Matt Caldwell is challenging the results in court, wondering if Broward included ballots after the polls were closed. Republican Jimmy Patronis wins Florida's Chief Financial Officer race, but so many other things to talk about, so many other victories, so many other losses. Democrats have taken back control of the U.S. House, with ripple effects in Florida, including the ouster of GOP Representative Carlos Corbello and the arrival of Democrat Debbie Mucarcel Powell, who will be taking his place in Washington. So stay tuned throughout the week as the flurry of legal challenges will surely continue. And we'll bring the people directly involved right here so you can hear directly from them about what they're doing and why. That's it for this edition of The Rotunda. Remember to follow us at Rotunda Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Also check us out at rotundapodcast.com, where you can contribute to this program and suggest topics and story ideas. And be sure to join us next week for more stories about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. I'm Tramell Gomes.